It's been said that on the internet we'll all be famous to 15 people. Cory Doctorow has managed to build a somewhat bigger fan group on the web. He's co-editor of the popular weblog Boing Boing and is starting to get some notice as a science fiction writer. So when Doctorow's new book, Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom, was ready for release, he decided to use his online rep to push the book by giving away free downloads on the net.
The opportunity to have my readers share my book with each other as a means of recommending that they pick it up and read it and read more works by me seemed like a really good deal to me.
But here's the thing about giving away content for free. It's not as easy as it sounds. Cory Doctorow wanted his fans to have the ability to download the book and pass it around lawfully, but he wanted to reserve his rights to film adaptations and foreign language translation. Enter Creative Commons, a nonprofit project looking to help content creators easily license their work with more flexible terms. Glenn Otis Brown is the group's executive director.
We basically just want to make clear what content out there on the net is available for certain uses. Right now, copyright tends to be thought of as very kind of monolithic, as an on-off switch. Either something's fully copyrighted or it's not. And that's just not the case. Copyright's a bundle of kind of very fine-grained, discrete rights. And we just want to make it easy for everyday kind of net users to exploit that fine-grained set of rights.
Creative Commons looks to do that by offering a menu of licenses at its website. Creators can pick from options that cover non-commercial uses, derivative works, and attribution. Users click their choices, hit submit, and the website returns a free license written in three different forms. One in plain English, one with the actual legal language, and another in a format that computers can read. It's that last format where the people at Creative Commons think they can really make a mark. Developers all over the world are currently working on applications and protocols to make finding and distributing information on the internet easier. By creating licenses that are people, lawyer, and computer-friendly, Glenn Otis Brown says Creative Commons is trying to hook into the next generation web.
We want browsers and other kinds of applications to be able to kind of talk to each other and identify these works without having to rely on any kind of central repository of content.
Brown says the hope is that in the not-too-distant future, you'll be able to go to your favorite search engine and do a search for, say, photos of the Empire State Building that I can use in my artwork, and you'll get a list of results sorted according to how the content is licensed. This ability to selectively license and identify content on the web is becoming ever more important because of the changing nature of copyright law. Jessica Littman is a professor of law at Wayne State University and has written extensively about digital copyright issues. She says the law used to make rights holders responsible for most aspects of the copyright relationship, like letting people know what's protected, but that's changing.
We now have a situation where the law grants very broad rights to copyright owners. It has specific exceptions for commercial interests who negotiated them. Very few exceptions for you and me. And so we have a situation where we have millions of people using the internet, and technically they're in violation of copyright several times a day.
Littman has doubts about whether Creative Commons will be successful in getting a critical mass of people to use its licenses, but she says if the group gets people talking about copyright issues, it'll be a success either way. Since its launch in December, Creative Commons' Glenn Otis Brown estimates the project has already helped people license between 10 and 20,000 works, including a multimedia presentation by DJ Spooky and course material from MIT. Brown says Creative Commons is now working on getting its license options built into programs that help people do things like make movies or record music.
We want to get in at that level and have the Creative Commons license be an option that early. So when you hit save, one of the questions that's asked is, you know, what kind of copyright status do you want to have for this work? And our metadata, our machine-readable license would be embedded right there, straight into the work.
And what about Cory Doctorow, the blogger and sci-fi writer? He ended up licensing his book with a Creative Commons license, and he says it's gotten 80,000 downloads, which has made the publisher of his next book rather happy.
He said 80,000 people downloaded your book and now represent a potential audience for the novel we're publishing in November. And I said, yes, that's correct. And you could hear him do a little sort of dance of delight.
Doctorow says he plans to give away downloads of an upcoming short story collection, too. I'm Greg Dahlman.